Well, we're talking with our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week for our latest week on regional radio. And this one comes to us from Fredericktown High School, from the Fredericktown Black Cats boys soccer team. Grant Schenkel of the Fredericktown boys soccer team, a senior this year. And what a performance he had earlier in the week. You only had one game this week, but boy, did you make it count in that one game. The six-goal performance against Festus, you're able to win 6-3 in that one. And you were the entire time. You were the goal scorer. How do you kind of feel looking back on it, how you did and how you were able to kind of find that success?
Well, I think that as a team whole, we knew we only had one game, so we knew that we really had to hit it hard that one day so we could have the rest of the week off. And my teammates really found a way to give me the ball and find great opportunities to hit me when I was open and share it very well, and very unselfish on everyone's part to, not care who scored, but always just to find the open man. And I think at the end of the day that we were all working together really well, and I just happened to be the guy, on that end that day, and hopefully we can find other people to do the same later on and really surprise people in districts this year.
Is that the most you've had in a game before?
Yeah, I think that I really wasn't even expecting it myself. After the game, I kind of just sat there and I was like, I don't really know what just happened. But yeah, that's definitely the most that I've ever even thought about having.
But how different does it feel from the other games? Because you kind of look back and you think, man, as you were saying, you were trying to figure out how in the world it happened. How different does it feel from other games that you've played in your last years?
I think at the beginning, like before the game even started, even on the bus ride, that you could tell everyone was just very, very focused. And we're always, very focused on the game. But I think there was just something special about that game that we all – we're out. We had some tough losses before, and we were ready to get back at it and, kind of had that fuel that kind of really made us push towards it and figure out how to work and how to work together, and really all just mentally we were just prepared for the game.
And so, of course, that double hat trick last week, and your coach, Jamie McCoy, was telling you you had another hat trick just this past week. We're talking to you a little bit later after you put together that performance that got you Athlete of the Week, but you're still rolling, another hat trick there. Do you kind of feel a little bit more in tune now as you're into this this later part of the year?
I think that our team is really hitting its stride, and we're really finding a way to work as a whole and work together. And the later part of the year is definitely when you want to hit that, especially when districts comes around, because that's when it starts to matter. And I think that my teammates, we're getting on the same page, and we all know what each other's going to do. So it really works that way, because we all can work together, very well, and we're really hitting it hard right now, and it's a good time to have it going all well for us.
Yeah, for sure. Talking with Grant Schenkel, our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week from Fredericktown Boys Soccer. And you were telling me earlier, just your second year playing for the Fredericktown soccer team. You started out with football, you moved to soccer. What really has been the best part about, moving to the soccer team and being able to play with those guys?
The team, for sure. It's there's great people out there, and not even just like athletically, but off the field, it's some of my best friends and the best people that, you'll meet. They're great guys, all of them, and there's not one of them out there that, you wouldn't see me hanging out with outside of school and just, hanging out with around town. They're great guys, and I really love playing with them. It's the best team that I've ever played with, for sure.
And, of course, when you've played the last couple of years, have you kind of learned more about, soccer and maybe the world scene, or do you kind of, follow that at all?
I've definitely learned a lot more than recently, because I didn't play for 2 years, and when I did play little, it was just everyone runs around and tries to kick a ball. There's no really method to it, but I definitely think that I've learned a lot more about the game itself and learned to appreciate, how much fun and how it actually works, and I think that that's going to help later on in life with a lot of different challenges and opportunities that come my way also.
Outside of your high school team, do you have a favorite team that you like to watch?
As weird as it sounds, I really like to watch the women's national team. Yeah. I think that they work very well together, and I mean, who doesn't like to watch Alex Morgan, if we're being honest with you?
Well, that's an awesome team. They were playing pretty well the last, few years, and I'm sure it was fun to watch them through that World Cup. Do you kind of, take anything from any of the skills that they show or anything like that?
No matter what, like, the score is, they're always working hard and they're always finding a way to battle back into it. And I think that that's very important to take, because you may give up an early goal, but that never means that you're out of it, because soccer is such a long game. You can mess up, but you don't, like, get to come out of the game and think about it. You have to stay in and fix it on the fly. And I think that's very important, because when you're out there, you don't really have a chance to just, like, stop and think. It's always on the go. So I think that the more that you can learn and adjust while playing, the easier it's going to make it. So that way later on, that same mistake won't happen again, and you'll be able to fix it, and you can come back from that deficit no matter what it is.
Yeah, you bet. As part of the Athlete of the Week Award, you get to choose a local charity that Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy will donate $25 to in your name. You chose Forever Paws and Claws here in Fredericktown. They do a lot of great work for some of our furry friends in the area.
Yeah, I really appreciate what they're doing. And it's, I mean, who doesn't love dogs, you know? It's just, I'm an animal guy myself, so why wouldn't you pick them, right?
Right, for sure. Well, get you out of here on this. As we get closer, you know, kind of the last month of the regular season here, and you get closer to districts, what's kind of the goal for yourself or maybe for the team?
I think that all of us would really like to make a run in districts and even possibly win it, because Fredericktown has never been looked at as a soccer school, and we've never even had an opportunity to win a game in districts. But since we have such good athletes and we're all on the same page right now, I think that we have a great chance to make a little run. And I think going out on senior year, that all of us, all the seniors and even the underclassmen, would really like to see us make a good run in districts and even maybe win.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations, Grant, on the award and your success so far. Best of luck going forward.
Thank you.
All right, Grant Schenkel, our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week from the Fredericktown Black Cats soccer team. A 6-goal performance last Monday against the Festus Tigers as they won it 6-3. Grant joining us today on Regional Radio.